You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Hello, Alice. How are you?
I'm very good. I just noticed that we're that Friends, Romans, countrymen. I wonder how many people are like, why is that the intro?
Really need to teach Shakespeare in schools.
Yeah, gosh, you know, back in my day, we bloody well learnt in Richard III from front to back. It is Shakespeare in... Oh, the irony. Look, I don't have anything against Shakespeare. Or maybe I do.
I feel like everyone who's in the theatre has a complicated relationship with the bard.
They're like, actually, I don't like Shakespeare, which is cool. You can not like Shakespeare, but it's difficult to avoid.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I love Shakespeare. I'm a nerd, but I also have...
Really?
We've so digressed from the point of what we're here to talk about today. We're not alone in the studio, Alice. Who else is in the room with us?
We are not alone. It's my absolute pleasure. We've been having a full-on yarn out in the studio before we even got here to introduce Vivian Hosking-Owe. Welcome to the studio, Vivian.
Kia ora, everyone. Hello.
So we're here to talk about, Vivian, your practice sounds so expansive and interesting. Gosh, and complex and lots of different things swirling around there. You're here to talk about your new work, Enua, which is a part of the Pacific Dance Festival kicking off. The festival is kicking off this Thursday and running for the next 2 weeks. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, I love this provocation for the show. The question of what if South Auckland was Ponsonby today? Can you talk to me about where that prompt came from and what does that kind of mean in the context of a performance, a show?
Yeah. So the question, the epiphany came from, it started back in 2014, so 10 years ago. At Auckland Uni, I was creating a work and I needed a concept. And so that idea and those concepts were in my brain and were in my heart and my soul at the time. It came from that. But it also came from just the whole event of our Pacific Islands people coming here in the 1970s and staying in the Ponsonby in the Grey Lynn area. And so pretty much, it just came from that. It's just like this whole big ass, what is it? I don't even know what it is, but it's just this whole big ass thing that I really wanted to portray through movement and choreography.
Yeah, hard. Yeah.
So when you are approaching new work, does it start with a prompt like that? Does it start with these ideas? And then how do you translate that thinking into bodies moving?
Yeah. That's really true. So it starts with this whole, this simple question. And then from there, we just go into workshopping and I just get the performers to feel it, and I break the question up and then just say, what's this, what's that, how do you feel about this? And then I link it to other things. It's just this whole workshop of beautiful stuff that come out of the performers, that come out of the people that I work with.
And how do you, who do you work with when you're on the floor? Because that sounds like it's a dialogue. It's not just like, the 5, 6, 7, 8.
Here's my idea. Yeah. Off you go.
Do it. Types of dancers or performers that you're working with?
So pretty much it's people that I know as well and that have been through their experience or have had their parents be in their experience or just have lived being in a world or in a society where that question lives.
Yeah.
Where, what if South Auckland was Ponsonby today? So it's pretty much, I love working with people who are, who just throw themselves into it, who throw themselves into concepts, into themes, instead of just having that 5, 6, 7, 8 kind of mentality.
Yeah.
Yes, they have to have that move, obviously, 5, 6, 7, 8. I just love working with people like that. And I also like just picking people from my own family as well, who want to, so that I can relate to them, we can relate together. Because my parents as well, they migrated from the islands coming here to Auckland to find the milk and honey, which is really hard to find till today for us. It's It's just a whole life experience. So it's pretty much, yes, it's a work that we're putting on, like, you know, in front of an audience, but it's pretty much life experience. And for me, it's still happening. Like, it's still going on. I believe it's a work that won't stop. They will just keep developing over and over time. Yeah,
and that's so interesting, because you said before 10 years ago this is when this question first emerged, and even now it's got a new life. There's a new way in which you can explore these concepts. You fuck a papa to the Cook Islands, and how does coming from the Cook Islands, or that Cook Island culture and performative practice, how does that inform your practice now?
So I come from the Cook Islands. I'm a proud Cook Islander. I still practice the Cook Islands performance choreography as well.
Awesome.
My parents tell me to do it, so I have to listen. Yeah. Always tell me, you have to go teach here, you have to go perform here.
And I go.
And even though there's times I'm like, but I still have to go. With my Cook Islands performance side, I'm the artistic director of Owe. So Owe is my collective, always my company. And so we perform at weddings, birthdays, and 21st, any event that you want us to perform at, we'll do it. So that's a way that I connect back to my heritage, my bloodlines. Like, I must do that. And like, over the times that I've been creating work, doing shows, I've always implemented and always put in my Cook Islands movement, whether it's the hands, whether it's the hips, whether it's the leg, with the way we stand, our stance, our position, especially our costuming. Our costuming is a big aspect too for me, for our show. So like the different types of materials we use, like the feathers, the shells, the beads, the bark, whatever, I always try and implement it because that's who I am.
Yeah.
And it's really important as an artist that you do that.
Yeah.
I know we always hear that every time, like, implement something, blah, 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 but that's who I am, and that's what I have to do it.
Yeah.
I have to do it. Yeah.
I love, sorry to jump in, Alice, but I was just going to say, I love that being able to perform in spaces like weddings and birthdays and things like that, where you're directly relating with, you know, people who also are kind of coming into the same conversation, is so important. It's so different to being in a theatre space as well.
It is, yeah.
How do you kind of bring that into theatre performance, or when you sort of get into the, like, big quote marks, contemporary dance space, which can be a wee bit devoid of actually, like, a cultural grounding.
Just sit there with their, like, looking over their horn-rimmed glasses. Like, sort of like, okay, now you perform. How does that work?
I don't know, but, like, if you come and watch our show, it's like I fuse pretty much. So it's pretty much a whole fusion of everything. Obviously, we won't do like an entertainment number because of the space. For me as an artist, I jump from the entertainment and jump to the theatre space. And I'm doing that every week right now, at the moment, until whenever I I die or some of that.
That's art.
But yeah, it's just, I think for me, it is bringing aspects.
Yeah.
So not the full whole entertainment choreography, aspects and elements, like small stuff, like the small stuff into a theatre space, and then fusing it with a contemporary perspective or lens is that's how I do it. How I do it. And I think if you know my work, then you will know that that's a work that I do.
Your this work is at the Kiritikanawa Theatre.